This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. Our next guests are here from the Juno School District to talk about Kindergarten Registration Day. Over from Harborview, we have school principal Tom McKenna and kindergarten teacher Elizabeth Hauser. Welcome to the show, you two.
Thank you.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
It is nice to have you here. All right. So Kindergarten Registration Day, is it this Thursday, Principal McKenna?
Indeed it is. It's in a couple days, Thursday the 11th, and it's from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock. And families can come by any time during that window. But if they're able to come between 1:20 and 2:05, then they're able to actually visit a kindergarten class in action.
And this is at any elementary school in the district, is that right?
You know, it's probably going – definitely the kindergarten registration will be from 1 to 5 for every single school. But the plan and schedule might be a little bit different depending on the school in terms of what they do.
Okay. What ages are we talking about here?
Well, we're talking about any child who's 5 by September 1st and then who lives in our boundary or another school's boundary. And you can find that information out on the school websites. But for Harborview, that would be from the Alloway Ave area out by the police station and Northwood Drive all the way to the end of Thane Road. So we have
okay.
a big service area.
So anyone who has a kid that's going to be 5 by September 21st.
September 1st.
September 1st. Thank you. Should be thinking about this on Thursday. What can people expect once they get to, say, Harborview?
Well, if you're able to come between that 1:20 and that 2:05 time, then a parent or grandparent and child can come and peek into a kindergarten classroom and see what's going on. Sometimes children feel pretty nervous about entering kindergarten, and so this is such a great introduction for them because they can see how much fun it can be as well. And then between 2:45 and 5 o'clock, the kindergarten teachers will be in their classrooms and will be greeting families, and kids can come in and play for a little bit. They can meet a kindergarten teacher. And again, it's just a nice way for them to start thinking about kindergarten over the summer.
How many kindergarten classes do you have at Harborview?
We have 3. We have 2 in the main school. And then in the TCLL optional program, we have a K-1 classroom. So that's another pitch to folks out there that if you want to put in an application for the optional program, you can do that on the website, on the Harborview website, but you could also come by. Office staff will be there to answer any questions. You don't need any documentation on this day. They can help you figure out what you do need to be fully registered, but we want as many people to come in and let us know they're planning to come as possible.
And remind us what TCLL stands for, please.
Oh, thanks. Yes. Yeah. It's the Tlingit Culture, Language, and Literacy Program. So that's a Tlingit culturally rich program with 3 classrooms.
Got it. Elizabeth, if somebody comes in from 1:20 to 2:05, they get to see your class in action.
That's
is that
correct.
Right?
Yeah.
What might they see? What's it like for a day in the life of a kindergartner?
Oh, well, during that time, it's a very fun time. So that's what we call our developmental center time. And so what I typically am doing is integrating a lot of our learning throughout the day during a time when the kids get to choose. So we'll usually have some sort of science-related activity that's out. There's always dramatic play available and block play. There'll be art and math-related activities, but it is the children's time to choose, and they're learning through play and getting lots of social interactions.
Fun. What time does kindergarten start and stop these days?
Well, it starts at 8 o'clock, although we do have free breakfast from 7:40 until 8. And then it goes at the beginning of the year at Harborview. This is not the case in all of the Juno School District elementaries, but we go until 1 o'clock. We have a shorter day until the first week of October. We believe that the kids, many of them, need that stamina buildup for that period of time. And then after that first week in October, it's matched with the regular school day, which ends at 2:30. So 8 o'clock to 1 o'clock through the first week in October, and then 8 o'clock to 2:30.
Got it. Thinking about kindergarten back in our day, Principal McKenna, has it changed over the years? Is it different now? Is it the same?
Oh, I would say it's different. I think that there's a lot of science and research and really a teacher knowledge base about the power of play and about social learning. And we have some systems at Harborview and across the district for social-emotional learning. We at Harborview, we have Responsive Classroom, which is a set of rituals that help build community. And I don't know. It's been a few years since my kindergarten year, Scott, but I think we're getting better all the time. When I look across at our representative of our teaching force, I can say that with passion.
How about you, Elizabeth?
You know, I think that it has changed in that we are more systematic and we think a lot about what our goals are and how they're going to align with the standards that we're teaching. But I think that a lot stays the same, where play really is a very important part of the kindergarten day. And being able to integrate that into our day is important and something that I know I got to experience in kindergarten as well. But the fact that we go for a whole day for most of the year, that's a really big difference too, between at least when I was a child and today.
Okay. So for our parents who have a child who's going to be 5 by September 1st, they can come meet both of you this Thursday from 1 to 5 at Harborview and likely at other schools around the district, right? Elizabeth, besides coming to meet you on Thursday, how can parents prepare their kids for kindergarten? So I guess this is for next year, right, starting next fall?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the fall of 2019. It's a really good question because it's actually one that parents, I think, ask the most is how they can get their child ready. And first of all, coming to this registration is actually a really good start because, again, a lot of families and children are kind of nervous about that big step. And so this helps them out and gets them a little bit more ready thinking about it over the summertime. But really, I think a lot of parents are surprised when I say that it's mostly about supporting your child and becoming a little bit more independent. So thinking about, can your child put on their own shoes? Do they know how to open up a lunchbox and what to eat first during lunch? Can they go to the bathroom on their own? I mean, those are really simple things, but actually it makes for such a difference at the beginning of the year because children come in with a lot more confidence and feel like they can do these things on their own. Since, you know, I have 21 children in my classroom this year, and so I can't tie 21 pairs of shoes. I can't zip up 21 coats. So if they know how to do that on the first day of school, they'll feel really good. And, of course, having families read to their children over the summer, have conversations, go outside and look closely at things. Those are all wonderful things that will help them prepare for that first day.
When kids make bad choices, do they have to go to the principal's office or are they too young for that?
You know, I have some important conversations with kinders from time to time, but it's pretty rare that they come to my office for that. We have a lot of meetings. We do some reading together sometimes, but it's pretty rare that the child will come for those reasons, Scott.
Mr. McKenna's kind of like the superstar when he comes into the classroom.
Really? Because we know you're a longtime teacher as well. Is it nice to get back in the classroom from time to time?
Oh, it's fantastic. And you know, it is a different perspective seeing the world through administrative eyes. And with that, I'd just say that it helps us so much to have some sense of who's out there to plan around. So if you're on the fence, folks, about coming over, if you're worried that you might not have the right documents to any of the schools, just show up because it really helps us to plan and start to build our classrooms around solid numbers.
You can
numbers.
Figure out all that stuff later. Just come on Thursday.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
And that's, again, can you give us the details, Elizabeth?
Yeah, so that's going to be this Thursday from 1 o'clock until 5 o'clock. And again, you'll be able to pop in and see a kindergarten classroom in action between 1:20 and 2:05. And then the kindergarten teachers will be available until 5 o'clock that day.
Do we still get snacks in kindergarten these days?
Of course.
Okay, so maybe even a snack. Thanks, you two. Thanks for coming on the show. Anything else you'd like to add?
Thank you. We love the show. Love the station. Come on out.
Yeah, and hope to see you on Thursday.
Thanks, you too.